Good evening. I'm Allie Rogan. John Yang is away. A full court press in Geneva tonight as U.S. officials put the heat on Ukraine to accept a peace deal. Who authored the plan became a point of contention, while President Trump said Ukrainian leadership had expressed zero gratitude for American efforts. Nick Schifrin has more on the diplomatic efforts spanning oceans.
Today in Geneva, a meeting that could help determine Ukraine's fate and what Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Marco Rubio described as substantial progress.
It is probably the most productive day we have had on this issue, maybe in the entirety of our engagement, but certainly in a very long time.
The Ukrainian delegation, led by Presidential Chief of Staff Andriy Yermak, used the same language.
We have very good progress, and we are moving forward to the just and lasting peace.
The U.S.'s 28th armed attack by the Russian Federation may lead to an armed response. But today, Ukraine presented its own text, coordinated with the United Kingdom, Germany, and France, known as the E3. And in the E3 draft provided to Ukraine and obtained by PBS News, Ukraine would not have to give up land, but would start negotiations based on the front lines. The U.S. would not give Russia de facto recognition of occupied Ukrainian territory. The E3 draft eliminates a clause that would have given Russia amnesty for war crimes. And NATO would not block Ukraine's future membership, but would acknowledge their membership is not fully supported. Today, Rubio said the disagreements that remained could be solved.
I can tell you that the items that remain open are not insurmountable. We just need more time than what we have today.
And Rubio suggested more time might also mean Ukraine does not face a Thursday deadline, by which time a European official told PBS News the U.S. initially threatened to cut off weapons and intelligence sharing.
Whether it's Thursday, whether it's Friday, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's Monday of the following week, we want it to be soon because people are going to, between today and the time we deal with this, more people are going to die. More destruction is going to happen.
And so it was today. In southern Ukraine, Russian drones injured more than 12 and damaged this apartment block. The price that Ukrainians pay every day is measured in what will be fixed, but also the irreplaceable. A father in western Ukraine holds the body of his 1.5-year-old son and says goodbye one last time after his wife and two children were killed in a Russian strike.
Nick Schifrin joins me now. Nick, do we know anything about the substance of these exchanges in Geneva today?
So, Ali, the UK, Germany, France, the E3 did give those proposals to Ukraine for the things that they wanted to see edit. We highlighted some of those in the story. There are other proposed changes, including capping, including raising the cap on Ukraine's military and watering down the restrictions on Ukraine's NATO ambitions and NATO troops in Ukraine. We don't know exactly the items that Yermak emphasized in the meeting with Rubio and the U.S. officials. But Zelensky said tonight there are, quote, signals that President Trump's team is hearing us. And yesterday, Trump did say that the 28-point plan was, quote, not his final proposal, suggesting the U.S. is open to edits. But as you said at the top, the president of the United States also criticized Ukraine today for not showing zero gratitude, and he put Ukraine's leadership in quotation marks. And a U.S. and European official tell me this, that Dan Driscoll, after he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, you see them there, he told European diplomats that, quote, the honest U.S. military assessment is that Ukraine is in a very bad position and now is the best time for peace. Ali, for Driscoll to say that in Kyiv really reveals how skeptical the U.S. is of any argument that giving Ukraine more weapons would produce any results.
Now, let's talk about last night. You were at the Halifax International Security Forum with a congressional delegation, and those members changed the narrative pretty dramatically last night, at least for a few hours.
Yeah, for a few hours. So this was a bipartisan group of senators led by New Hampshire Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, but alongside South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds and Maine Independent Angus King. And they announced to the press that Rubio told them that the 28-point plan was not a U.S. document. It was actually a Russian document. Let's listen to Rounds and then King.
What I can share with you is what we've received today from the secretary, and what he told us was that this was not the American proposal. This was a proposal which was received by someone who has identified and they believe to be representing Russia.
The leaked 28-point plan, which according to Secretary Rubio is not the administration's position It is essentially the wish list of the Russians.
Rounds even said that Rubio gave him permission to make that announcement. But after I posted Rounds' statement on X, Rubio's spokesperson replied to me in a message saying, quote, that this is an outright lie. After that, Rounds posted a new statement on X saying, quote, I appreciate Secretary Rubio briefing us earlier today on their efforts to bring about peace by relying on input from both Russia and Ukraine to arrive at a final deal. So he didn't repeat what he said the other day, nor did he disavow it. And King said the same, releasing this statement. It is troubling the plan appears to have been developed after extensive consultation with the Russians and little, if any, input from Ukraine or European allies. Does not repeat that in Rubio's name, Ellie, nor does he disavow the statement. The bottom line is that Rubio says the 28-point plan is a U.S. plan, not a Russian plan. And the question of who's telling the truth here, frankly, I don't know. And we may not know, because the bottom line is these are senators, former governors. They say they heard what they said. Did they hear what they wanted to hear? We just don't know.
Nick Schifrin, excellent reporting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.